Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 6th. Today's devotion is entitled, The Explosive Growth of the Early Church. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 4. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. Luke reported that the early church in Jerusalem continued to grow at an astonishing rate. Following Peter's sermon at Pentecost, about 3,000 people had believed in Christ. Now, despite the arrest of Peter and John, the number of believing men alone had risen to about 5,000. Since Luke counted only adult males, the total Christian community may have exceeded 10,000 people when women and children are included. Humanly speaking, opposition from the religious authorities should have slowed the movement. Instead, the gospel spread even further. Luke repeatedly emphasized throughout Acts that the word of God could not be restrained. Though the apostles were opposed, the message they proclaimed continued to advance. The arrest of God's servants could not hinder the work of God. We often assume that difficult circumstances, criticism, or opposition will prevent God's work from moving forward. Yet, Acts reminds us that God's power is not limited by human resistance. When obstacles arise, we can be tempted to fear, retreat, or lose confidence. However, the growth of the early church encourages us to trust that God's word remains effective regardless of circumstances. Our responsibility is to faithfully share the gospel and leave the results to Him. The same God who multiplied believers in Jerusalem can still transform lives today. When we remember that opposition cannot stop God's purposes, we gain courage to continue serving, witnessing, and praying, as we trust His power rather than our circumstances. We can experience the explosive growth of the early church in our own generation. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You that Your word is living, powerful, and unstoppable. Forgive us when we allow fear or opposition to weaken our faith. Help us remain faithful in sharing the gospel and trusting You for the results. Give us courage to serve You boldly and confidence that Your purposes will prevail. May Your word continue to spread and transform lives in our churches, communities, and families. In Jesus' name. Amen.